This is a Fox News alert. Britain gets a new leader. I'm Dave Anthony.
And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done.
Boris Johnson will take over as Prime Minister. Fox's Simon Owens live in London.
Dave, Britain's ruling Conservative Party naming Boris Johnson as its new leader, meaning he will become Prime Minister as well tomorrow.
Like some slumbering giant, we are going to rise and ping off the guy ropes of self-doubt and negativity.
Johnson is a former mayor of London and Brexit hardliner. He's pledging to take Britain out of the EU by the end of October, with or without a divorce deal. That could mean fireworks in Parliament. The opposition party here now challenging Johnson to call a general election. Dave?
Simon, President Trump tweeted, he'll be great. Both leaders have praised each other recently, but while mayor of London several years ago, Boris Johnson was a Trump critic. Well, the president also tweeted Democrats keep suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, claiming there's a poll showing only 11% are in favor of starting impeachment proceedings. Tomorrow, former special counsel Mueller will be questioned in two House hearings.
No collusion, no obstruction, and this thing should have ended a long time ago.
Well, Democrats say there is evidence he broke the law and want Mueller to detail that, though the Justice Department sent the former special counsel a letter telling him not to stray from what's in his report. Today, FBI Director Christopher Wray will be questioned at the Senate. Republicans may press him on how the Trump investigation started. Amid the controversy over migrant detention centers at the border, the Trump administration has a new policy to speed up the process of deporting immigrants here illegally.
The measure would bypass immigration judges and say that anyone who cannot prove they've been in the U.S. continually for at least 2 years can be deported from anywhere in the country.
That's Fox's Trace Gallagher. The ACLU is threatening legal action to block that. This is Fox News.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip. Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
We'll get our top Fox story this hour. Britain is getting a new prime minister, Boris Johnson, chosen by the Conservatives to take over for Theresa May, saying he will get Brexit done. She failed to get a plan approved by Parliament to leave the European Union. President Trump may often be battling Democrats, but they have come together on the budget.
The deal covers roughly $3 trillion in spending over 2 years and would suspend the debt ceiling until July 2021. It also raises spending by nearly $320 billion over current levels, and it forgoes the steep spending cuts initially sought by the Trump administration. Some fiscal conservatives aren't thrilled. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson telling Fox's Shannon Bream.
They just either increase the debt ceiling or suspend it without putting forward any structural reforms.
Still, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer in a joint statement say, quote, with this agreement, we can avoid the damage of sequestration and continue to advance progress for the people. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
Today, the Senate's expected to approve permanently funding the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund, paying for medical care for first responders and those in cleanup crews who've gotten sick. There's new research on aspirin.
We've all heard the commercials.
Aspirin regimen can help prevent another heart attack.
Doctors still recommend a daily low-dose aspirin to prevent a second heart attack or stroke. That have been recommended for otherwise healthy older adults. Not anymore. New guidelines say if you don't yet have heart disease, you shouldn't be downing a daily aspirin, regardless of your age. A new Harvard study finding millions of us failing to follow this advice.
Talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
Taking a daily aspirin can increase the risk of developing a bleeding stroke or a stomach ulcer, especially if you drink alcohol. Doctors say they're more than happy to discuss the pros and cons. If only we'd ask. Jay Metzler, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures up nearly 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Yeah, if you want to watch a YouTube channel this morning, there's actually something to watch. Chris Thomas, volleyball coach in studio, will be my guest sportscaster. You go to the YouTube channel and see this tall drink of water. News brought to you by the Larry Canfor Gallery. Off-the-wall sale begins Wednesday. The best photographer slash artist in the world with 35% off. You just take it off the wall. Larry Canfor Gallery, stunning stuff. South Neal Street, corner of Windsor and Neal in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Three Urbana men have been charged in a robbery that happened early Saturday morning in the 1800 block of South Cottage Grove Avenue. A 19-year-old man was walking there just before 5 a.m. Saturday when he was allegedly approached by one of the men. The victim did not stop when one of the men tried to get his attention and instead started running. Three men caught up with him and beat him, then took his cell phone and wallet. Three men have been charged with felony robbery. They are 27-year-old Lamonte Brown, 33-year-old Terry Childs, and 30-year-old Derek Junius. Three people from Missouri were killed after the driver of a tractor trailer failed to slow down in time and crashed into stopped traffic along I-70 near Effingham. This happened Saturday. The driver was from the Detroit area. He hit an SUV. The driver of the SUV and two of her passengers were killed. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Don't miss the off-the-wall sale at the Larry Canfor Gallery this Wednesday through Saturday, where all gallery artwork is 35% off. Special hours Wednesday till 7, 35% off. All artwork at the Larry Canfor Gallery, where you take the artwork off the wall and take it home.
Here's your weather, brought to you by Blossom Basket Floors. Simply the best of what they do. From simple to simply magnificent, stunning flower arrangements. Blossom Basket, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Well, sunshine today at 82. How about 84 tomorrow, 86 by Thursday, maybe 89 by the weekend. Chance of rain Sunday, currently 70 degrees in Champaign, Urbana. Ladies and gentlemen, he is your volleyball coach at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, Chris Thomas, all 6'6". He can still go on the volleyball court, baby. How are you?
Maybe.
I've nicknamed him Nighthawk because I envision a midnight to six overnight talk show.
It's about the hours I'm awake anyways.
Well, so there you go.
It'll work out okay.
You've got such a nice voice. Is anybody besides Stevie J ever told you that?
My wife. Yeah, my wife. Well,
Jennifer, Jen, your wife, is a talent scout. Then obviously she recognizes talent. That's probably why she saw what she saw in you. You've got ability, a talent.
I'm the one that won that one.
That, I think
I almost messed it up early on. That's a whole other story.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We tried dating back in college. That's where we met.
She was, now you were a professional volleyball player from 2003 to 2009. People paid you to play.
Correct.
That is hard to do, Chris Thomas.
Correct.
People have never paid me anything to play sports. So you were a pro, and yet you say she was a better volleyball player than you.
She was an Olympian. 2008 Olympian. And a better pro than she. They paid her more.
How long did she play?
She played for 10 years.
No way.
Yeah.
So what does that mean to your three children? Are they going to have, they'd probably be a concert violinist or something.
Well, we say that all the time. We actually joked early on about Jimmy, our son, who's actually just turned 5 today.
Well, happy birthday,
yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah. So we always joke, he's probably going to like rocks or something. And sure enough, he actually loves rocks. He has a bag full of them. He's got a fanny pack full of them, so
he'll be jetting to Mars to study geology.
Yeah, we'll
be
support,
too tall to get in the capsule.
Yeah, both of our parents supported whatever we wanted to do, so we're going to do the same with our kids too. So
Chris and Jen Thomas have Jimmy, Josephine, and Carly, three kids under the age of 5.
Yes,
and Jimmy today 5. Happy birthday! That's awesome.
Thank you.
So you met obviously in volleyball. You and Jen met with volleyball, had to be.
We met at the University of the Pacific. That's out in Stockton, California.
But by the way, the University of the Pacific, how do you study if you're at a place like that? I mean, isn't it kind of like Pepperdine or something?
It's not actually on the Pacific Ocean.
That's, it sounds like it is.
It sounds like it is.
Stockton, California.
Got some recruits, I'm sure, because of that reason. But Stockton's about 2 hours out of the beach.
But didn't she know who you were first because you're older?
Yes.
You were a big star.
She claims that's why she came to the university. It was a very good volleyball team. At the time, the Big West Conference, which was what UOP is in, was like the Big Ten is now, where you had 7 teams, 8 teams in the top, 50 or whatever.
You played volleyball, you went there.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. And it was Long Beach State, Pacific, UC Santa Barbara, where I grew up. You had the Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. You had all these schools that were just, you know, powerhouses back in the day. And at the time, they were always kind of hovering top five. And Jen was kind of a late bloomer, and they picked her up, and she became four-time All-American.
Mm.
Like I said, better than I was.
Olympian. And then didn't she say, did I read somewhere, she called it the University of Chris Thomas?
She did call it that. So that's so she said I was the deal closer. My buddy, I'll show you a picture in between the break, but my buddy and I would get up in between sets. You know how there's that break in between sets?
Yeah.
The seniors on the team would always prod us to go dance in front of the crowd. And there's like 3,000. That's about the same as Huff. And so one day my buddy and I are like, we're going to do this. We're going to go big. So we cut out these tiger capes and made this whole choreographed dance, and she was at that match, and so she said that's what sealed the deal.
Unbelievable. And yet you almost blew it.
Yeah. Well, you know, she came in. You make me tell a story now.
This is good because people want to know about Chris Thomas.
She came in, and we started dating. We were both very attracted to each other, and it was great. And you know, went on some dates, went to the symphony. You know, had late night meals at Taco Bell and Jack in the Box, you know, really high quality stuff.
You got it going on, baby.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then it was just, you know, when you're 19 and 18, how serious are you going to get?
Yeah. Right.
And I didn't want to get as serious as she did. And I let her go.
And
she dated my teammate for a while. We're fine. We're still friends during that time. And then we both played for the national team, and we're still dating other people. She would try to set me up with her teammates, and we're still great friends. And then as the years went on, I think 2007 it was, I was playing professionally in Cyprus, and she was playing professionally in Japan, and Skype just started becoming a thing.
Unbelievable.
And then we started talking back and forth, and we were going, hey, you know, relationships should be like this. It should be like this. It's the same, you know, and
that's
how we should parent and all these other things. And so we came back, met each other for the first time in 3 years, re-met for the first time in 3 years, and pretty much came to the conclusion we should be dating each other. And
that's an amazing story because the chances that you were both be available and interested at that time later.
Yes.
That's a bunch of time later.
Yeah.
A lot of time had passed.
And then we were dating for 4.5 months. We got engaged.
Well, you knew each other well enough.
Yes, we did.
You knew each other for a long time.
Yep.
That's a great story.
Yep.
And then here you are in Champaign-Urbana, and then she's on your bench.
Yes.
Because she talk about credibility. Do you want to have Jen Thomas help you? She's an Olympian and a pro. Because the girls are going to listen to her.
Yes.
Doesn't it help credibility when you have somebody that's done it?
Yeah, and it does help with it. That doesn't mean you're always going to be a great coach. I always, you know, I do these coaching clinics, and I'm actually going to do one this weekend out in Dallas. But, you know, we tell people coaching is an art, and it's something you have to learn. But to have that credibility definitely does help. And a lot of it is we can just relate our experiences to the players, and we've been there before. But if you can't relate that experience and you don't know how to approach it, then, you know, you can't be like, oh, just do it like this. And, you know, you have to kind of walk them through it and, making sure that we're constantly, explaining, ourselves and, coaching them up well. So
Chris Thomas, he's got the voice. I'm calling him Nighthawk. It's his nickname because he's got his radio show coming up soon. After he retires in 70 years. All right, you ready to read?
I'm ready to read.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest sportscaster is Illinois volleyball coach. He's a big timer. He's 6'6 in studio. Look on his YouTube channel. You can see him. He's really tall and on camera. Yeah, he's way taller than me. Even on camera, I can't get the angle right to make it look like I'm taller. Chris Thomas with our sports.
The St. Louis Cardinals won a wild one last night in Pittsburgh, 6-5 in 10 innings. John Rooney has your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Pittsburgh, where the Cardinals and Pirates scored 4 total runs through 9 innings. But in the 10th inning, Paul Goldschmidt hit a grand slam. The Pirates came back with 3 runs of their own before an out. It took a great throw by Jose Martinez to get an out at the plate for Carlos Martinez then to go on and get a fly ball out for a save, and the Cardinals were able to cling to a 6-5 win.
Crazy finish for the Cardinals. The home run was awesome for Goldschmidt in the top half. The throw by Martinez was terrific as well, but it took an umpire review, an umpire challenge that went the Cardinals' way. A crazy bottom of the 10th, but the Cardinals prevail 6-5.
Now in game two of the series, Dakota Hudson goes for his 10th win against right-hander Chris Archer. Archer was in line with a win, but Paul Goldschmidt hit a home run last Wednesday to beat Pittsburgh. We're on the air at 5:10 tonight. 5:55, Ricky has the lineups, and I'll bring you the first pitch around 6:05 Central Time after a 10-inning Cardinal win 6-5 last night.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
The San Francisco Giants rallied to score three in the bottom of the eighth for a come-from-behind win over the Chicago Cubs. The final was 5-4. It came down to this play heard on U.S. 105.9 with the voice of the Cubs, Pat Hughes.
And the pitch to the left-handed hitter hit fair down the left field line. The Giants have taken the lead. It's a double for Panic, and San Francisco leads 5-4.
Quite a finish there.
The Chicago White Sox blasted the Miami Marlins 9-1 on the south side of Chicago. And looking at the National League Central standings this morning, the Cubs are in first. The Cardinals now just a game and a half back, and Milwaukee sits two games behind. Just 11 days until Lovie Smith's fourth team hits the practice field, the Illini open against Akron on Saturday, August 31st at Memorial Stadium. And just 1 month away from tomorrow, until the Fighting Illini volleyball team will serve up the annual orange and blue scrimmage in that sports. I am Chris Thomas, Nighthawk.
A.K.A. Nighthawk. 359-2255. You're welcome to text in. It doesn't. Chris Thomas have, like, a ridiculously good voice. Should he, like, talk the whole show? Should I just go get coffee? You sound great.
I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I just know volleyball. And,
no, but I got stuff. I mean, you just stimulated a whole other discussion point here we're going to do after the Fox Business Minute coming up with Chris Thomas. But text in and let Chris know what a radio star he's becoming. Is it possible he could be better at radio than volleyball? I don't think so, but I don't know because you played all sports. You were good at other sports, right?
Yeah, I did a little bit of everything. I played everything but football, but I like football a lot. So I
Santa
know the
Barbara.
Game. Yeah.
That's a beautiful area of the country. Oh, my gosh.
It's a great area, but you know what? Champaign's pretty dang nice, too.
Really? Oh, I mean, yeah. Middle West? Yeah. By the way, Akron, who we play the first football game, you know what their nickname is? Who calls
the
them the Zips?
The Zips.
Why the Zips? I have never studied and researched that. Anyway, they come in here, and hopefully they're, you know, no team like Akron should come in and beat us ever. They should take the money and go home and let us win. We have to win three games in the first three of this football season.
I'm with you.
It's always better when we win in football, when you bring recruits in. Do you do recruits in the fall? Is it
spring? The rules just changed for us, and before we still recruited fairly young. 7th, 8th graders is when we start looking at
is
these
that
players.
Right?
Oh, yeah. But a rule just came in where we can no longer talk to them until they're juniors in high school, which I think is a great rule.
We have people scouting the 12-year-olds in, right? That's too
much. 12's maybe a little bit young, but once you get to 13, 14 years old, we start looking.
And when you're Chris Thomas and you're Illinois and you make the semifinal, national semifinals, you're one of the best teams going. I mean, doesn't every dad and mom want you to see their daughter?
We get a few more looks after you make Final Four. So,
you ought to see her because she jumps in. She don't believe it.
Yeah.
How do you let people down gently?
We only have a few spots
there
every
you
year.
Go. That's
we only
what
have
I'd
a few
say.
Spots every year. And, it's just really tough. It's tough to be at the top. So,
are you curious as to who else wants a recruit? In other words, if you're going head-to-head with Penn State, you know they're really good if they're on.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, we go head-to-head against our whole conference. We're... You know, 7 teams in the top 25 last year, 6 in the Sweet 16, and, you know, 2 of the teams make the Final Four.
That's so crazy. Yeah. Watts Compy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years. WattsCompy.com brings us weather. Clean and green, man. 82 today, 84 tomorrow, 86 by the end of the week. It's just sunshine and nice here in central Illinois with 70 the current temperature in Champaign-Urbana. A Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. I am going to ask Chris about this leadership, and the question, he gets a preview of the
very pertinent question that all of us Park District coaches want to know. What makes a great coach? Stand by. ESPN 93.5 with Chris Thomas, Illinois volleyball coach in the studio this morning. It's 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, toymaker Hasbro says its business improved in the spring quarter from a year ago. The company says it's well-positioned for the holiday season and will be featuring toys from Disney's Frozen 2 and Lucasfilm's Star Wars: The Rise of the Skywalker. Apple could wind up owning an important part of Intel. The Wall Street Journal says Apple is in talks to buy Intel's unit that makes modems for smartphones. As part of the deal, Apple would acquire Intel's research and work on 5G phone chips. You could see the anti-flu medication Tamiflu on your drugstore shelf someday. Drug company Sanofi says it has signed a deal with another pharmaceutical company, Roche, for the exclusive over-the-counter rights to Tamiflu in the U.S. Sanofi will handle FDA negotiations as it hopes to make Tamiflu available without a prescription. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick, friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. All right, Larry Kent for Off the Wall Gallery, Off the Wall Sale is coming up this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Larry is a friend of mine, but he's also the greatest photographer in the entire world. Larry Canfor's Off the Wall Sale begins Wednesday, goes through Saturday. The gallery walls are filled with hundreds of artwork pieces from all collections for the sale. Special event Wednesday evening from 5 to 7. That's tomorrow night. Meet the artist. Larry will be there sharing stories about the magnificence of the heartland. Larry's been capturing what we love about Central Illinois and our community for 40 years. When you see his photographs, you realize how stunning it is right here in our own backyard. You've seen some of the sunsets, flat sky. I mean, man.
One of the best things about the Midwest. I grew up on the coast. I think they're much better here, but it's just personal opinion. And I met Larry. Larry's an awesome guy. And
you know Larry.
Oh, yeah. Never. I met him at one of the rotaries.
He's the greatest photographer in the world.
Yeah.
I've checked every single photographer. He's the best. Larry Kent for Gallery Off the Wall Sale, South Neal Street, Champaign, Neal and Windsor. He took pictures of my kids. We had the triplets were in diapers, and Nathaniel was like 5, and
that Jan and I were on the ground. They were all piled on us, and we called it controlled chaos. It was so fun. Larry was real sweaty after that shoot, and I think he quit taking family pictures after that. It's Larry Canfor Gallery off the wall sale. Go see my friend Larry Canfor. Chris Thomas has been kind enough to be in our studio this morning. He's Illinois volleyball coach. If you have any questions about volleyball or Chris, you can text us at 359-2255. When you sit there coaching your team, you're John Wooden, and if you don't know who John Wooden is, he was a former UCLA legendary basketball coach, sit up with his legs crossed. I mean, he was so calm, and you kind of emulate that. You kind of are like that, very stoic, very calm. Is that who you are, or is that who you wanted to be?
Well, it's interesting. John Wooden, one of my idols. My dad went to UCLA, so I grew up hearing all about John Wooden, and that's when my dad went to UCLA during that era, so got to read his books at an early age.
He was there during that era?
Yes.
The Bill Walton and the...
Yep.
Jamal Wilkes.
My dad's a little bit older. My dad's in his 70s. So.
Well, he was there then, man. They made that run. It was Lou Alcindor, the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
My dad said it was a great time to be at UCLA.
I bet it was.
Just to be able to watch sports.
Yeah.
But, when I was a player, I didn't like coaches that were too animated because I feel like the game was tense enough. I didn't need animation from the sideline. And so I think players, you know, will look over, you know, consciously or subconsciously, and you just want to make sure that you're kind of giving off everything's okay, which it usually is.
So they look at the coach, don't they? They get their cues from the coach. If the coach is panicked, they're going to panic a little bit.
It doesn't help. Let's put it that way.
All right. But I find, too, that women, and you've been around a lot of guys in volleyball, and you've been around a lot of women in volleyball, there seems to be more of a positive energy there. Like they're more smiles and high fives and laughs and goofing around a little bit. Is that to help the stress? I mean, are they naturally like that more than guys?
Just in general, we want them to be themselves. I think that's how you get the most out of them. You want them to feel comfortable in their own skin. Like they don't have to be on some, you know, performance stage. I mean, you're on a stage, you're on this performance stage, but at the same time, you want them to feel comfortable in that environment. And I always say women make better teams because they understand, I think, socially a little bit better, that social networking a little bit better. So if you get a team to really come together, you know, you kind of get the kind of the coin phrase synergy going on, and you know, you get to have a great team. Guys can be a little more individual. We can have an issue. we can be fighting. Yeah. But, you know, you see guys do it, too. But
do women as players listen better than men?
I haven't coached enough men to tell you.
Okay.
I've just been on, you know, the men's teams that I've been on. But I could probably say that. They probably listen a little bit better than men do.
Okay. And all right. So what do you think really defines a really super good coach?
Gosh, that's a tough one. I think I don't think there's any one person you can point at to say, hey, this is the way you should do it. I think every coach needs to be authentic. I think every coach needs to be themselves. There's some coaches that are, you know, are going to be a little more animated. And if they come across that through their whole stage of how they interact throughout the day, then it makes sense. For me, I'm a little more calm, like you mentioned. My demeanor is I don't get overly demonstrative, but make sure that we demand a lot in practice. And
but 23-23, 24-23 match point, you're sitting there just normal, looking quiet. And what's going on inside?
Well, you just hope it works like you drew it up or like you've done, you know, usually hundreds of times before and thousands of times before in practice.
Yeah.
So it's, again, it's kind of that the fine line between being confident about your team's capabilities and also knowing on the other side of the net that you have a really tough opponent. And, you know, the chips may fall where they may, so to speak. But, you know, I think good coaches are just like I mentioned, you're authentically yourself. And within that, you know, you have an emotional intelligence in terms of understanding your group and being able to connect with them and be able to give them the right message at the right time. I think that's a big deal in coaching.
It's Chris Thomas. I got a text here we want to read. I'll do it right after the news. If you want to text in anything with Chris Thomas, and he, you know, this is the kind of guy this guy is, that winning Coach of the Year last year. You deflected like crazy. I mean, you thanked everybody, which is nice, but I think I get the feeling you're not terrifically comfortable being all these accolades on you.
Well, it's the one of the reasons why I love the game is because it's a true team sport. I would say maybe besides football, American football. I think it's one of the biggest team sports out there. You need all six players doing their job on the court. You need everyone who's been on your practice gym to be pushing those players. You need your assistant coaches. You need your staff members. We have 30-some-odd staff members that we work with. And
That's a lot of folks.
I get that I'm at the top right now in terms of the the decision-making and everything. Yeah. Hopefully I make great decisions, and I have good mentors help me through that. But, I'm not – it's not about me. It's about the team. And, if people know my name, great, but I'd rather them know Illinois volleyball than to know myself.
It's Nighthawk. Chris Thomas is with us. Stand by. More coming up. Don't go away. 359-2255. We'll get to some text here coming up in a moment. 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweeting his congratulations to Boris Johnson, elected as the next Prime Minister of Great Britain.
I will work flat out from now on with my team that I will build, I hope, in the next few days to repay your confidence. But in the meantime, the campaign is over. And the work begins.
He takes over tomorrow with Theresa May resigning as prime minister. The South Korean military fires warning shots at a Russian warplane accused of violating South Korean airspace.
The government in Seoul saying two further Russian planes and two Chinese bombers were also nearby. A South Korean official saying fighter jets fired 360 rounds from machine guns before the Russian plane left. Russia is denying any violation and is accusing South Korean pilots of being reckless. Japan is protesting as well because it also claims the airspace.
Fox's Simon Owen. This is Fox News.
Check your local news here on ESPN 93.5. Local news this morning brought to you by your 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police are searching for a 21-year-old Champaign man after a shooting at about 5 p.m. yesterday in the 1000 block of North James Street. Police arrived on the scene to find a man with a serious gunshot wound to the abdomen. The wound was said to be life-threatening, and the man was taken to an Urbana hospital. A verbal argument inside the home apparently escalated to a fight outside the home, and that led to the shooting. A warrant has been issued for Levante Neal for aggravated battery with a firearm. If you know where to find him, call police at 217-351-4545. Champaign County officials say a distracted driver hit a gas meter and caused a gas leak. Champaign County Sheriff's Lieutenant Tony Shaw tells the News Gazette a resident of the Country View Mobile Home Park was pulling into a driveway when she bent down to pick something up and hit the gas meter. Four units were affected. The driver was not ticketed. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you work with us on your home loan, you get a full team of experts that you know. Take Alex, for example. Alex got approved with a company, but then his contact left. Then the person he was transferred to went on vacation. Alex closes next week. Don't grow frustrated with the company that doesn't care or have the time. Don't be Alex. Come see me and the team at Illinois National Bank for your next home loan.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
You need janitorial supplies. Betsy and Brad Park standing by. Locally owned and operated. They're the best. If I could probably go buy a machine that could clean the floor at Huff, make it really shiny and not slippery and all that. But you probably wouldn't want to trust me with it. Betsy and Brad know how to do it. CMIClean.com, CMIClean.com. Call Betsy and Brad Park, 359-6262. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. Clean and green. It looks really, really great today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Chance of rain Sunday. Temperatures in the 80s, 69 now. Chris Thomas, Illinois volleyball coach, in our studio. August 24 is the Orange and Blue scrimmage. Who plays in that?
The Orange and the Blue, which would be ourselves.
I mean, how do you choose? How do you divvy them up?
Well, the last couple of years, we've been shorthanded. So we've actually, last year, I think we mixed all sorts of players to make lineups work. And we have some male practice players that come in and play against the team as well. So we had one of them play.
How do you find guys that can compete at that level?
There's actually a really good men's club team here.
Really?
Yeah, they're second in the country this year.
You play them? I mean, do you ever have a match against the guys' club team? It would be...
Well, No, not against the whole club team. We're allowed to have three or four of them or whatever it is. And
how do you know how the rules, man? I mean,
yeah, that's part of coaching. That's another part of coaching.
400.
Got to know a lot of rules.
You got an appliance, a compliance person.
Do.
Okay,
we do.
So you can ask the questions so that they can look it up.
Yep. Again, I got a staff of a lot of people that help out. So,
all right, Jason Tuscola, 359-2255. Question for Coach: does the beach volleyball player's ability to run and jump in the sand translate and give them an athletic advantage that transfers to the hardwood? And how do you approach a recruit from the coast who can play year round almost and get them to the Midwest?
The short answer is no, it does not. You're going to want year round. Indoor players.
So sand doesn't mean squat for me.
Sand doesn't mean nothing because there is some skill similarities, but you're playing on a different surface and the ball moves a little bit slower than in the pace of the indoor game, and you're playing with two instead of six. So, it's not a bad thing to go out there and start, you know, touching the ball in the sand. It could help you move a little bit better. But if you read up on kind of theory of specificity and how that works in sport, then you're better off sticking with the indoor game through the whole year. So the beach game is a nice game. I played it a bunch growing up in Santa Barbara.
Can't jump.
It's really tough to jump. Yeah,
so
it could help with your jumping abilities maybe, but even then your approaches are a little bit different. How you move is different, and it's just a different surface. But You can learn a little bit from the beach, but you're going to be better off playing indoor year-round instead of trying to cross over between both.
When you evaluate talent, and you guys, Illinois is at such a high level, it's pretty easy to sort at that level. You know that very few are elite, and everybody's after the same elite person. I mean, there's not a ginormous pool where, I mean, there's just a handful of fantastic.
Yeah, there's not. And there's lots of good schools, and there's lots of good schools in the area. And, that's what makes it a little bit difficult. You got to be able to recruit well. You have to be able to build your own culture that we're currently building. And, that has to be the attraction. And so recruits come from all sorts of places. And whether it's the coast or here, I like to focus on our radius here. There's some very good players in the area. And, the youth volleyball is growing huge right now. So we do see.
What's youth? What age?
The youngest divisions that they have started, I think 8 or 10 or something like that. And, we don't quite look at them that young, but once we get into the kind of 13, 14 year olds, that's when we start kind of taking more notice of them and then track their progress. And, we're allowed to start talking to them when they're juniors. So,
man, if Chris Thomas called me and I'm 14.
Oh, we can't call him anymore.
17.
So, yeah, 17.
Junior. Okay.
16. 16 and a half. Yeah.
So you can't write to him. You can't do it. Nope. Wow.
No, not anymore.
And do you think that's good?
Used to be. I think it's good. I don't have much in common with an eighth grader.
Yeah.
Other than volleyball. But, I feel like you need to let them have time to be kids and for them to grow up and to put that amount of pressure on them when they're that young.
Yeah.
To make a decision that's going to affect the rest of their lives, I don't agree with.
If you're the best volleyball player in America, but she was pretentious and looked like she had an attitude, would you pass?
Most likely, yes.
Yeah.
Me personally, most likely, yes.
But not all coaches would pass on that.
Not all coaches would pass on that.
But you know what? One can really mess up chemistry, right?
It really can, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, like I said, it's a team game, and your players on your team have to understand the value of the team as well and make sure that doing all aspects of the game. It's not just about, passing and setting and spiking. It's everything else in between. And, volleyball is only 2 to 3 hours a day. What happens the other, 12 to 16 they're awake, and how do they interact with each other? And like I said, we get 132 practice days, and they get about 200 days on their own to do what they do, and we need to find the players that are really good about keeping on track and making sure they're working hard when we're not watching.
Have smartphones changed the dynamic?
I say it's the greatest and worst invention at the same time. If you understand how to use it and understand the power of it, then I think it's a great thing. Yeah, but it can also be a big distraction, and whether that's a social media thing, whether it's Just, like I said, a distraction thing. You know, we tell them, hey, put it on airplane mode in class. Make sure you're paying attention. You know, make sure you're in the moment every time that you're doing something. And, but hey, I get it. You know, I got three young kids myself at home and, five, two and a half,
man.
Five as of today, Jimmy. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Yeah.
And then two and a half and then 9 months. Those are my kids. So I get to be home a lot, but I have my phone on me. I'm working while I'm at home. So it helps with that kind of work.
FaceTime too.
FaceTime.
Daddy, look at this.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Go on the road
and
do FaceTime. So it's awesome. So there is a, you know, you can use technology to your advantage as long as you are, you know, have that wherewithal and know how to use it. We try to teach them how to use it as well. So
Jimmy, Josephine, and Carly are Chris and Jen's kids, and Jimmy's five today. So happy birthday to Jimmy. Big cake, big party planned? Is there a
Today, you know, family tradition for us is they get to pick what restaurant we go
to. Fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
Jimmy's got the call.
Call's been made yesterday. It's going to be all the games downstairs at Jupiter's.
He's got to go. Bring the wallet.
Exactly.
Get the tickets still? They still spit out the tickets?
No, I think it's a card now.
Okay, card. Yeah.
We
okay.
haven't made
all
it
right.
a bit. But
the bowling thing I think is hard, and I can't knock those things down.
Yeah. They did away with that, I think.
Oh, the bowling? Yeah. I haven't been down there in a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun. Jimmy can dominate.
Yeah.
All right, 359-2255. You want to text Chris Thomas. He'll get ready for his sportscast coming up. I got another partner's offer for you this morning, my friends. What we're doing here is giving you a chance. If you have a roof that needs attention, Freedom Roofing, Kurt Kaiser and his entire whole team of people work very, very hard, and it's in better weather this week. Can you imagine working at, Chris, can you imagine working as a roofer last week?
Oh. It was a hot one last week.
I can't lift the shingles, let alone get on a hot roof, man.
And they say, you know, I was reading up on it because we're getting a little of that heat transfer. All those roofers out there know what I'm talking about. And those shingles, they say, can
super
get
hot.
50 to 80 degrees higher than what the temperature is outside. It's amazing.
Well, Freedom Roofing this morning, here's what I'm doing. Something a little different with Freedom Roofing. If you need a roof, if you're really in a market for a roof, you can text in ROOF, 359-2255. Here's the deal. If you get an estimate within the next 7 days, if we call you after 9 and say, okay, you need a roof, I get you, give Freedom Roofing a chance to just give you an estimate. If you'll do that, Stevie J will give you $200.
Oh, wow.
I'll do that five times. I'll give five people $200 just to get an estimate. You don't have to use them.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to get one.
Your roof's fine. I've seen it. Yeah, you can't be a sandbagger. So you need a roof. If you need a roof, text 359-2255 roof, and all I'm asking is to give them a chance, and that means let them do an estimate. It's free. The estimate is free, and I'll pay you. That's how good they are. Man, what the heck's wrong with? Wait a minute, you'll do what? I'll give you if you have to come and show me the estimate, and then I'll give you $200. What? I want
to
do that.
Did they just walk into the studio and show it to you?
Yeah. Just come show me your estimate.
Oh, okay.
Kurt has to sign the paper.
Oh, okay.
No fakes, please. And you got to need a roof. I mean, don't do that to me. So here, that's the deal. Just for getting an estimate from Freedom Roofing, I'll give you $200. Just forget, you don't have to use Freedom Roofing. I'm just saying get them in the game. You'll love talking to them. You'll love their estimate. For a free roof of $200 for an estimate toward your roof, 359-2255, Freedom Roofing, good locally owned company, and that's your offer this morning. So dial in 359-2255, text the word roof, and if you or someone you know need a roof, I'm giving out $200 for your estimate. That's all. It's just like the price is right. If you have a roll of nickels, I'll give you $100, that kind of thing. So you get an estimate for a roof from Freedom Roofing this morning. We'll let you know if we choose you to get an estimate. You'll do it within the next 7 days. You'll get an estimate what the thing costs, and then you'll know. And then, they're the best. I want to use them. Or no, you don't have to. Just for the estimate, we'll give you $200 cash. 359-2255. Text in the word roof this morning. Text in the word roof. right now. Okay, we'll go to sports headlines with Chris Thomas, Illinois volleyball coach, coming up.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Get your baseball grub here. Get your baseball grub here. Get your game day eats at Value Check that doesn't break the bank. Value Check is cost plus foods, meaning everything is priced at or below cost on the shelf with just 10% fee added at checkout. Unbelievable savings. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, convenient location at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. So go on into Value Check and save loads of money on your next grocery trip.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Jeff was a boring drinker. Jeff got his American lager and would sometimes splurge with a whiskey and cola. That is, until he discovered Atties. It changed his taste in drinks forever. He started off with a Long Island Honey and got braver with an Orange Crush. And then finished off the evening with a house-infused Sangrini. Now friends ask Jeff for drink recommendations.
Expose yourself to new drinks. Head on over to Atties Bar and Grill in Urbana at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
From the world of DC comes a new Epix original series.
My name's Alfred Pennyworth.
This is not the Alfred you know.
I'm 26, and I run my own security business.
I'm Thomas Wayne.
I have a job for you.
It's not dangerous, is it?
No. It's a coup d'etat. If you have to use French words for something, I don't like it.
Pennyworth, at your service. Sunday, only on Epix. Get the channel or get the app.
Happy and pleased to have Chris Thomas in our studio this morning. He is the ace volleyball coach for the University of Illinois, national semifinals last year. Let's have him do our sports, ladies and gentlemen. Go for it.
The St. Louis Cardinals won a wild one last night in Pittsburgh, 6-5 in 10 innings. John Rooney has your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Pittsburgh, where the Cardinals and Pirates scored four total runs through nine innings. But in the 10th inning, Paul Goldschmidt hit a grand slam. The Pirates came back with three runs of their own before an out. It took a great throw by Jose Martinez to get an out at the plate for Carlos Martinez then to go on and get a fly ball out for a save. And the Cardinals were able to cling to a 6-5 win.
Crazy finish for the Cardinals. The home run was awesome for Goldschmidt in the top half. The throw by Martinez was terrific as well, but it took an umpire review, an umpire challenge that went the Cardinals' way. A crazy bottom of the 10th, but the Cardinals prevail 6-5.
Now in game two of the series, Dakota Hudson goes for his 10th win against right-hander Chris Archer. Archer was in line with a win, but Paul Goldschmidt hit a home run last Wednesday to beat Pittsburgh. We're on the air at 5:10 tonight. 5:55, Ricky has the lineups, and I'll bring you the first pitch around 6:05 Central Time after a 10-inning Cardinal win 6-5 last night.
The San Francisco Giants rallied to score three in the bottom of the eighth for a comfort behind win over the Chicago Cubs. The final was 5-4. It came down to this play heard on US 105.9 with the voice of the Cubs, Pat Hughes.
And the pitch to the left-handed hitter hit fair down the left field line. The Giants have taken the lead. It's a double for Panic, and San Francisco leads 5-4.
The Chicago White Sox blasted the Miami Marlins 9-1 in the south side of Chicago. Looking at the National League Central standings this morning, the Cubs are in first. The Cardinals now just a game and a half back, and Milwaukee sits two games behind. Just 11 days until Lovie Smith's fourth team hits the practice field. The Illini open against Akron. The Akron Zips Saturday, August 31st at Memorial Stadiums. And just 1 month from tomorrow until the Fighting Illini volleyball team, the Fighting Illini volleyball team, are in our orange and blue scrimmage. And that's sports. And I'm Chris Thomas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nighthawk, because he would be a fantastic radio guy. You could just say, go ahead, you're on the air with Nighthawk. Oh, you sound great, man. You got really nice pipes.
Do I get like an intro if I do Nighthawk? Do
I get
like a screaming?
Oh, yeah.
The screaming hawk?
We could do that. Oh, yeah. Good idea. See, you're creative, too. We create that show. We do Ask the Vet every week. We're going to call Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro. You don't have any pets yet, do you?
We've had a few over the course of our relationship, but now with the small children,
it's
tough
to have
pets around.
Right now, it'll be hard.
Yeah, we'll wait a few years, and we'll get some.
Yeah, it's Jimmy's birthday. Puppies are the worst gift ever, but you could...
We are not getting a puppy for Jimmy's birthday.
Okay, he gave it away. Weather forecast, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast. It's just sunshine, pretty easy. Sunny today, tomorrow, Friday. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. 80 to 86, kind of the range of temps. 70 right now in Champaign-Urbana, 750. It's 10 before 8.
I am sick of my regular mass-produced lager at the local watering hole. I just want something new.
Ugh, this one TV isn't showing the game I want to watch. I don't care about any of these teams, and the bartender won't listen when I ask to change the channel.
Can anyone help?
It's Barman. You fellas need to step your game up. Luckily, I got to you in time. You need to head over to Scotty's Brewhouse ASAP. They have 32 brews on tap and TVs with all the games.
Whoa! It's like heaven.
Welcome to Scotty's.
Whoa!
Head on over to Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
The Chicago Bears are prime for a regression. The Chicago Bears took the ball away 36 times last year. And as Bill Barnwell points out on ESPN.com, 27 of those were interceptions. That resulted in a plus 12 turnover differential. Again, this is not something you can count on year in, year out. So that Bears defense, that granted, has Khalil Mack now putting pressure on quarterbacks, forcing them into bad decisions. That Bears defense is going to need to keep up this turnover differential. If it's not, they could be a candidate to be your Jacksonville Jaguars of 2019, your first place division finisher that falls out of the playoffs. It happens all too often.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
Napa Know How.
This month at Napa, when you buy a 5-quart jug of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $24.99, we're making a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which means your purchase makes a difference. So do some good and get a 5-quart jug of Valvoline Full Synthetic for just $24.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 7/31/19.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
This summer, when the students are away, check out Game Day Spirit on 6th and Green every Thursday during 13 Thursdays with the Champaign Center Partnership. Game Day Spirit is proud to participate once again, and we will be offering buy one, get two free t-shirts from the BOGO section at the campus store only. Some restrictions may apply. We'll see you every Thursday for 13 Thursdays this summer at Game Day Spirit. Come visit us at 6th and Green in Campus Town.
Ladies and gentlemen, we love talking dogs and cats. The Thomas family don't have pets yet, but soon, someday, when the kids get just a smidge older, Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, he is located there at Madison Kirby in Champaign, a veritable zoo if you go in. They've got about 8 or 9 dogs working every day, beautiful little white goldens. And then also by the police station in Muhammad. How are you, Todd?
Hey, we're doing good over here today, getting wild already.
You say hi to the volleyball coach, Chris Thomas.
Hey, nice to hear. You do have a good voice. I'd hire you.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate it.
I offered $11 an hour over the break, and I don't think I got his attention, so.
Maybe I'll do a trade.
You offered too much.
Maybe I'll do a trade for a dog.
Offer, that's too high.
Yeah, he'll trade for a dog. Then I'll see how that works. I don't know. All right, dangers to your pet, getting ready for vacation, preps for the trip to the kennel. I mean, We don't do that anymore. I can't do kennel. I know many people do. Our dogs, if I tried to take them out of our house right now, there would be an absolute picket line. You can't do it. So
yeah, I understand. You guys are very spoiled. I mean, I don't know one kennel that serves pot roast.
Yeah, it's pot roast, you know, potatoes and stuff. My dogs eat well.
Well, this is a time of year where mentally I'm prepared for the getting ready for vacation accidents. The one thing I see that people don't think about is the once-a-year fishermen get their gear out and start cleaning it, and guess what? I've seen multiple dogs and kitties that have got fish hooks stuck in them. A matter of fact, the first dog they ever bit me had a treble hook halfway down its esophagus that they had to have surgery to get it out. So be careful with your prep. You got to remember they're kids, like Bear's being right now, and you got to be careful with your medications and other type things as you pack and get ready to go.
Yeah. Do you recommend taking your dog on vacation?
Oh yeah. I've done that. It's fun. My dogs get a lot of attention when they travel. You know, we're driving down the interstate and people point at us like, yeah, we know there's a dog back there.
Well, there's 16 of them. That's why they point, Todd. So.
Well, I don't take 16 on vacation. That would be tough.
Well, how do you pick?
They sit and stare at us and Gina picks. I can't
all right,
do it.
All right, yeah, because so, they're eye contact. What about choosing a kennel? How do you know what the right kennel is?
First of all, my choice of kennels always involves being able to go there and go in and look around and see what's going on. Some of these kennels vary so much in everything, and a lot of it's dependent on the people they have working there. But you want to make sure it's clean, smells right, looks right, and the animals look well cared for. But even checking in, some of these places require everything in the whole world, including flea medication, heartworm medication.
Yep.
Not only a current stoolworm check, but it has to be a negative stoolworm check. So if you drop off a fecal on the way to the kennel, well, if I find worms, they won't let you in unless I have a second fecal that says there's no worms.
Well, and again, love the dog parks, but that's my hesitation because they don't have to be checked at the dog park, right? So I'm always a little nervous about that. So
yeah, I always equate that to daycare. You know, some disease, they're going to pass it around.
All right, okay, Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. How do people find you?
Well, I'm pretty easy. Just drive on up. You know, some people are just walking in these days, and that's fine too. We're at Kirby Madison by the police station, Muhammad. 355 pets, petprovet@gmail, preferred faster contact anymore.
Yeah.
And then I'll have a text line as soon as my computer guys get all the improvements made so we can text back and forth.
Awesome. That'll be great. Well, keep up your good work. Thanks for the advice.
All right. See you guys.
Talk to you soon. Dr. Todd Likens, pet pro. He's at Madison Kirby, also by the police station of Muhammad, ESPN 93.5. Chris Thomas is in our studio. We appreciate his time this morning. Illinois volleyball coach, they're going to get it going in about a month with the Orange and Blue scrimmage. Dumbest question of the morning was me when I said, who do you play? That would be each other, Orange and Blue scrimmage. Anyway, and then you get tournament going Labor Day weekend? I mean, is that?
Yeah, I think actually a week. I don't know when Labor Day falls this year.
It's August 31.
Yeah, there we go. That's Labor Day weekend.
You're at Tennessee at Knoxville?
We're going to play a home-and-home with Tennessee.
The 30th.
So that means that we're going to travel out to Knoxville and play Tennessee on the on that Friday, which I believe is the 30th, and then we're going to return here 2 days later.
So Sunday, the
1st
of September, yeah. Labor Day weekend, is the first time I can see the team.
Yep.
Outside the scrimmage.
1 p.m., yeah.
Okay. And, how good is Tennessee, do we know?
Tournament team last year.
It's competitive.
Our preseason's packed with
kind of an early test there, Coach.
I think everyone but one team was a tournament team last year. So
what?
We want to.
You did that intentionally, I trust.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to find teams that want to play you. And after last season, we didn't find a bunch of teams that wanted to play us.
Okay.
So that's why, you know, maybe a little bit lack of a home schedule for pre-conference is. Everyone's a little bit afraid of that huff heat in there.
Let's go.
Let's go. Exactly.
Chris Thomas is here. We got a little more with him. He's out of here in about 20 minutes. So good to have him here. I'm Stevie J. The news next.